It's Friday, June 12, 2026. This is the Rate Harp Morning Brief. Rates today, as of June 12, 2026, the mortgage landscape is showing a mix of fixed and variable rates that buyers and investors should carefully weigh. Currently, the 5-year fixed rate sits at 4.78%, while the 3-year fixed rate is slightly lower at 4.64%. In contrast, the 5-year variable rate is considerably more attractive at 3.55%, reflecting a notable spread between fixed and variable options. This spread of over 1% can significantly impact your monthly payments and total interest costs over the life of the mortgage. When deciding between fixed and variable rates, borrowers must consider their financial situation and risk tolerance. A fixed rate offers predictability and stability, which can be comforting in uncertain economic times. However, the current variable rate is appealing, especially for those who believe that the Bank of Canada's rates may remain stable or decrease in the near future. With the prime lending rate at 4.45% and a stress test rate of 6.78%, buyers should evaluate their ability to withstand potential rate hikes while also considering the potential for savings with a variable rate. In today's market, the choice between fixed and variable rates is not just about numbers. It's about your financial strategy and comfort with risk. Interest rates are a critical factor in the home buying process, and with the Bank of Canada holding its overnight rate steady at 2.25%, the current environment encourages potential buyers to act sooner rather than later. The rates are likely to fluctuate based on broader economic indicators, so understanding what each rate means for your future financial commitments is essential. Bank of Canada and bond yields. The Bank of Canada's recent decision to maintain the overnight rate at 2.25% reflects a balancing act between controlling inflation and addressing slower economic growth. This policy backdrop is crucial for understanding the current mortgage rates. Looking at the Government of Canada, GOC, bond yields, the 5-year yield is at 3.13%, while the 3-year yield is at 2.94%. These yields often serve as a benchmark for fixed mortgage rates. When yields are low, lenders can offer more competitive rates to borrowers, which in turn stimulates demand in the housing market. The current bond yields suggest that fixed rates may continue to remain stable, but any upward movement could lead to increased mortgage rates in the coming months. The transmission from bond yields to mortgage pricing is a nuanced process. Lenders typically assess the risk associated with mortgage loans against the backdrop of bond market fluctuations. If bond yields rise, lenders may increase fixed mortgage rates to maintain their profit margins. Conversely, a drop in yields could lead to lower fixed rates, making homeownership more accessible. Given the current economic climate, borrowers should keep an eye on these yields, as they can directly influence mortgage affordability. The interplay between bond yields and mortgage rates can create opportunities for savvy borrowers to secure better deals if they time their decisions right. As we navigate through this market, understanding the implications of these trends is vital for both new buyers and those looking to refinance. Keeping abreast of potential shifts in the bond market will help you make informed decisions about your mortgage strategy. Housing market. The Canadian housing market is currently experiencing a mix of challenges and opportunities. Recent headlines indicate a growing concern about affordability, especially in major urban centers like Vancouver and Calgary, where housing has been labeled as seriously unaffordable and impossibly unaffordable, respectively. These labels are alarming, yet they also reflect the ongoing demand for housing in these markets. In Vancouver, the FIFA World Cup festivities have brought a temporary boost to the local economy, with Granville Street transformed into a vibrant pedestrian zone. However, the ongoing high prices and rising mortgage rates are causing a slowdown in home sales across British Columbia. The situation is compounded by a weak labor market, which has further dampened buyer confidence. It's a classic case of demand outstripping supply, leading to inflated prices that many potential buyers simply cannot afford. Conversely, Edmonton has achieved its highest ever housing affordability ranking, marking a stark contrast to its counterparts in the province. This shift indicates that while some markets are cooling, others are becoming more accessible for buyers. The trend of rising home prices in regions like New Tecumseh, where prices surged 8.7% to $835,588 in May 2026, reinforces the notion that affordability is a pressing issue across many Canadian cities. As we look at the national picture, it's clear that the housing market is undergoing significant changes. The recent report on Canada's real estate market size, share, trends, and growth outlook up to 2034 suggests that while current conditions may seem challenging, there is potential for growth in the long term. The market's ability to adapt to economic pressures will ultimately determine its trajectory. Regional roundup. In British Columbia, the housing market is facing a dual challenge of high prices and reduced sales volume. Reports indicate that home sales struggled in May as rising mortgage rates began to take their toll. This situation is exacerbated by a weak labor market, making it increasingly difficult for potential buyers to enter the market. In Alberta, Calgary has been highlighted in global rankings as seriously unaffordable, which raises concerns about the sustainability of its housing market. Meanwhile, Edmonton's recent achievement of a high affordability ranking offers a glimmer of hope for buyers in that city, suggesting that opportunities may exist for those willing to look beyond the larger urban centers. In Ontario, New Tecumseh's home prices are on the rise, reflecting broader trends of increasing demand across the province. This is indicative of a market that, while facing challenges, still presents opportunities for sellers looking to capitalize on rising home values. In Quebec, recent reports have indicated a decline in home sales in Montreal, which is attributed to a rising number of listings. This shift may provide buyers with more options, but it also indicates a cooling market that sellers should be aware of. Overall, regional differences in the housing market highlight the need for localized strategies. Buyers, sellers, and investors must stay informed about trends in their specific areas to make the best decisions moving forward. What it means for buyers, sellers, and brokers. For buyers, the current mortgage rates present a mixed bag. While variable rates are appealing, the decision to lock in a fixed rate may provide peace of mind in a volatile market. Those considering purchasing a home should weigh their options carefully, particularly in light of the Bank of Canada's current rate stability. Sellers should be aware of the shifting dynamics in the market. While prices may still be high in some regions, the overall trend suggests that buyers are becoming more cautious. This may require sellers to adjust their expectations and be more flexible in negotiations to attract serious buyers. Brokers play a crucial role in guiding both buyers and sellers through these turbulent times. Staying informed about the latest market trends, mortgage products, and regional insights will enable brokers to provide valuable advice to their clients. Understanding the nuances of the current rates and the implications of the Bank of Canada's policies will be essential for brokers looking to navigate this complex landscape. Here's what it means for you. Key takeaways. Buyers should carefully consider the spread between fixed and variable rates in today's market. Understanding bond yields can help borrowers time their mortgage decisions effectively. Regional differences in the housing market highlight the need for localized strategies. For free tools, visit rateharp.com.